I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW. Every few weeks, KUOW's Elizabeth Austin brings us poetry from a Pacific Northwest writer, and she joins me in the studio now. Elizabeth, today you're going to tell us about a Northwest poet even I've heard of.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you've heard of him. This is the centennial of William Stafford's birth, and so we're celebrating that. He's a much-beloved poet who taught at Lewis and Clark College in Portland for nearly 40 years. And Grey Wolf Press has just published a brand-new collection of his work. It's called Ask Me, 100 Essential Poems. And I've brought you two of the poems that I consider as my essential Stafford.
Well, before we get to those, tell us a little bit more about William Stafford. Who was he?
Sure. He was an incredibly prolific writer. He published more than 60 books, even though his life as a poet blossomed relatively late. He was 46 when his first book came out. He had a lifelong practice of getting up very early in the morning and writing before the rest of the world was up and beckoning to him. And my understanding is that he developed that habit when he was serving in a civilian work camp during World War II. He was a conscientious objector and a lifelong pacifist. And this first poem is called A Ritual to Read to Each Other, and it's actually an archival recording from a reading Stafford gave at a Vietnam protest in 1969.
If you don't know the kind of person I am, and I don't know the kind of person you are, a pattern that others made may prevail in the world. And following the wrong God home, we may miss our star. For there's many a small betrayal in the mind, a shrug that lets the fragile sequence break, sending with shouts the horrible errors around us storming out to wreck through a broken dike. And as elephants parade, holding each elephant's tail, but if one wanders, the circus won't find the park. I call it cruel, and maybe the root of all cruelty, to know what occurs, but not recognize the fact. And so, I appeal to a voice, to something shadowy, a remote, important region in all who talk. Though we could fool each other, we should consider lest the parade of our mutual life get lost in the dark. For it is important that awake people be awake, or a breaking line may discourage them back to sleep. The signals we give, yes or no, or maybe, should be clear. The darkness around us is deep.
William Stafford, his poem, A Ritual to Read to Each Other. Our thanks to Kim Stafford, Paul Merchant, and the William Stafford Archives for that recording. Elizabeth, you describe that as one of your essential Stafford poems. Why is that?
I think of William Stafford as a poet of personal integrity more than anything else. The example of his life and the subject matter of his poems, and this poem in particular, I think really reminds us that our actions, our words matter, that between us, we build the society we live in. He uses a very childlike image of the elephants, each elephant holding the other's tail, and if one wanders, the circus won't find the park. But the context is deadly serious, that we make our world between us through our actions, through our words.
We're listening to and talking about the poetry of William Stafford with Elizabeth Austin. What's the second poem from William Stafford you brought for us to hear?
This poem is called You Reading This, Be Ready, and my understanding is that it's actually one of the last poems that Stafford wrote. And I don't have audio of him reading it, unfortunately. He passed away in 1993, so I'll read it for you. It's called You Reading This, Be Ready. Starting here, what do you want to remember? How sunlight creeps along a shining floor? What scent of old wood hovers? What softened sound from outside fills the air? Will you ever bring a better gift for the world than the breathing respect that you carry wherever you go right now? Are you waiting for time to show you some better thoughts? When you turn around, starting here, lift this new glimpse that you found. Carry into evening all that you want from this day. This interval you spent reading or hearing this, keep it for life. What can anyone give you greater than now, starting here, right in this room, when you turn around?
Elizabeth Austin with William Stafford's poem, You Reading This, Be Ready, from Ask Me, 100 Essential Poems. Mentioning that he wrote this at the end of his life makes total sense. I mean, the very beginning of it, standing here, and that made me think, knowing that it was at the end of his life, standing here at the end of your life, what do you want to remember?
Yeah. And, you know, this poem came back to me partly because I was thinking about the beginning of the year and about how we make choices about what we carry forward from a previous year into the future. And this poem starts, like so many poems do, with calling me back to my senses, with that image of the sunlight, the scent of the old wood, the softened sound through the window. And it calls me back to the moment, to what my body tells me about what's happening. And it reminds me that I can begin again at any moment.
Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ross.
I've been talking with KUOW's Elizabeth Austin about the poet William Stafford. Tonight, Elliott Bay Books is going to host a celebration of Stafford's life and work. Local poets include poet laureate Kathleen Flanagan. She'll be reading from William Stafford's Ask Me, 100 Essential Poems. You'll find a link with more information at our website, kuow.org.